So, Danny, defeat here at Preston. Thoughts on what you've seen today?
It was a game, but I think, you know, we've come here and everybody thought we were going to be the whipping boys, and we weren't. You know, I thought, as the work ethic goes, I thought we were very, very good. I thought we got around the ball really well with Preston and hassled a very good side. 1-0. We could have got back into it possibly at 1-0, still in the game. And right at the death, as you saw, with a fantastic save from Stuckman, you know, that kept them in the game. But overall, you know, I can't complain really. My only biggest misgiving at times is our passing, you know, and we got in key areas at times and just very loose with the final ball, you know, when we're in very, very good areas to cross or shoot or whatever it may be, and it just frittered away, and maybe that's a little bit of a bit of inexperience at times, but overall, you can't. I won't fault him. The work ethic has been absolutely fantastic, and to come here in the vein of form that Preston find themselves in, I thought at times it was a good performance.
Was it though? I mean, some of the senior players passing let themselves down today as well.
Well, they did. Yeah, of course they did. You know, I think that you know, some of the young lads, you know, obviously, you know, they're not too sure yet, you know, of what's right and what's wrong, and they will get caught up in the atmosphere to a degree. But when you look for senior players, you know, you want them to come to the fore. You know, the back lads I thought were excellent today. You know, they're up against, you know, some very, very good, clever strikers in Davis and Beckford. Then you got Gallagher on the outside as well, who's a quality player. You know, so they had their hands full. You know, but we did get into some very good areas, and we wasted, you know, some very good situations.
So that's the key thing to move on from this one. You need to get your possession stats back up again.
Yeah, of course you do. But you know, listen, we're coming to a team, you know, that's been together for quite a long time, and they look very, very strong physically and mentally. You know, they look like they'll go the distance this year in our league. You know, so to come up against them today, you know, was always a big ask. But there's been a lot of good performances from my point of view today. I thought individually we've done well. Collectively, at the back four, I thought for large parts of the game we've done very well. You know, we got the goal that we conceded. You know, I have to question the referee on two or three occasions of fouls that he didn't give, and that resulted in a corner from their point of view, where they got their first goal from the penalty spot, where we should have had a free kick down the other end of the pitch. We've had situations that's developed, and I'm not saying it's right, wrong, and different, but Kevin Davis is a real handful. But you know, he pushes the laws to the limits at times, and. You know, I wish he was playing for us in one respect, you know, in that area, because he's very good at what he does. But the referee, they've got to look at these things. You know, he goes for balls, he doesn't look at the ball, he just takes the player out, and we can't get at him. And little things like that get them up the pitch and keep them up the pitch, you know, which we didn't do as well today.
In terms of the killer moment, though, any complaints that it wasn't a penalty and that Welch was fouled, aside from the other instances elsewhere?
No, it was a penalty. I don't think there's any doubt about it. I'm not even sure who brought him down, actually. Was it... I don't think he saw Welch coming in. I think he went to clear the ball and he got it just in front of him and he booted him. So I don't think we can have any complaints about that, other than being more alive to that situation, which obviously he wasn't. But you know, there's quite a few differences in their makeup and our makeup, in fairness, and how well they played. And the front lads were excellent for them today.
Could have had a pointer of the game's most spectacular moment, Hourihan providing that. I'm sure you thought, what if, from 20 yards?
Well, yeah, listen, that's what happens in games at 1-0. You know, it's they're always very, very close, and you always feel he's still very much in the arm wrestle. And I think from our point of view, it's a fantastic strike from Connor, but an even better save, quite honestly, at that stage in the game. But you never give up, because it's a one set play, it's one shot that gets you something out of the game, and unfortunately we didn't get that today.
Just finally, from this part of the interview, you had some absentees today. No Devontae Cole, no Keith Tracy, he was a late withdrawal, and no Martin Craney. Why were they absent today?
Injured and ill. You know, Keith Tracy came on today, went into the warm-up, and he's just absolute shocking flu. So there's no way he could even contemplate running, you know, which is only... recently came on later on today, before the game. And then we've got Martin Craney, who's got a swollen knee. His knee's come up like a balloon, so he was ruled out. And Devante's got a glute problem. So all three of them, yeah, we're missing, and we did miss them.
And are you going to miss them on Monday, or do you think any will be back?
I don't know. I really don't know. I can't say. We'll have to check them out tomorrow.